Proclamation number 5401 of 26th of May, 1952. Maturing process always requires new creations. My kingdom is vast. Countless worlds are at my disposal in order to successfully complete the maturing process of the spiritual substance. All these worlds only serve the purpose of returning the once apostate spiritual substance to me. Thus it will also be understandable to you humans that one day the aim, the liberation of all spiritual substances, will be reached, that one day even the earthly material worlds will be spiritualized, but that infinitely long times will still pass until even the lost spiritual substance has found its way back. If you now look at the earthly creation around you and the knowledge that you yourselves are the keystone of an infinitely long path on this earth, then you can also imagine how much time is still necessary in order to allow the spiritual substance still bound in hard matter to reach this keystone. And you'll understand that eternities will pass until the process of redemption is over. You will also realize that there can be no return to me outside of the order established by me, that there can therefore be no sudden redemption through my love, but that a slow upward development only directs the spiritual substance such that it itself gives up its resistance against me and finally longs for unification with me. Even a sudden reversal of my adversary would not be able to overturn this eternal order of mine, because he no longer has the power over the bound spiritual substance to transfer his changed will to it. Since like him it is something independently externalized which also has to develop itself. My adversary, however, can only be expected to turn back when he recognizes that he has been deprived of the spiritual which he thought was firmly in his possession. Only his own lack of power and strengths changes his will and his thinking, but as long as spiritual things are still in bondage to him, which as a human being are at his will by violating the love for me and his neighbor, he will also still persist in his resistance against me. And that is why so many infinite works of creation have the task to serve the spiritual's ascent development. And these works of creation exist as long as there is still unredeemed spiritual substance. For as long as spiritual substance is bound in the works of creation, my adversary has no power over it. Only the human being is exposed to his influence and therefore he causes hopeless misfortune among people in particular. He determines them to resist me and thereby draws a new apostasy from me. He strengthens his power and those who help him to do so are people who do not believe in me. But he also pushes himself towards believers and seeks to wreak havoc there. Satan is by no means willing to return to me, yet any means are acceptable to him if he can thereby increase his power. He seeks to cause confusion everywhere and thereby win people again who are close to having finished the process of development. He seeks to spread darkness wherever he can, because the light exposes him, because he loses the battle where the truth is exposed. One period of redemption comes to an end, a new one begins again, and this will repeat itself as long as spiritual substances are still held captive by matter. But this spiritual must also be given the opportunity to free itself, only that the creations need ever lighter substances because the resistance in the spiritual decreases and requires ever shorter time to dissolve the form. And the creations changing in this way always signify new redemption periods, which now makes the destruction and transformation of the earth as well as other celestial bodies more understandable for you humans. For my wisdom overlooked everything from the beginning until eternity. Wisdom and love are constantly endeavoring to release the unfree spirits from their wretched state and to prepare a fate for them where they must have regained their original nature in order to be indescribably happy. Amen.